Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know Wednesday, the 27th of October, 2021. Today, a step closer to COVID-19 vaccines for younger children. Plus, Brazilian lawmakers want President Jair Bolsonaro to face criminal indictments on COVID, and more. Here are some of the top headlines. Another COVID-19 vaccine maker is hoping to enter the U.S. market. The maker of Covaxin, a widely used vaccine in India, has submitted an application to the FDA to begin a U.S. trial. A Wisconsin judge has ruled that the men shot and killed by Kyle Rittenhouse cannot be called victims at trial. Rittenhouse will soon face trial for shooting 3 people while killing 2 during protests against police brutality in Kenosha, Wisconsin last year. And the Atlanta Braves have taken a 1-0 lead in the World Series over the Houston Astros. Game 2 is set for tonight in Houston. We're a step closer to seeing a COVID-19 vaccine for kids aged 5 to 11 in the United States. Yesterday, an FDA panel voted unanimously to authorize the use of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine for that age group. Here's what some committee members had to say. Dr. Paul Offit and Jeanette Lee.
It's always nerve-wracking. I think when you're asked to make a decision for millions of children based on studies of only a few thousand children, you never know everything. The question is, when do you know enough? And I think we certainly know that there are many children between 5 and 11 years of age who are susceptible to this disease, who could very well be sickened or hospitalized or die from it.
At one point, we thought if we vaccinated enough people, the virus would go away. It's not going away, and I think we're going to have to find a way to live with it. And I think the vaccines kind of give us a way to do that.
School-age children may be eligible for the shots by next week, but there are still 3 major hurdles to clear. First, the FDA needs to officially sign off. Then an independent CDC advisory panel will look at the data. And finally, the CDC director needs to sign off. Data shows a third of the adult dosage is more than 90% effective at preventing symptomatic COVID-19 in the kids. And while the virus is nowhere near the concern for kids as it is for adults, it can still be dangerous. Hundreds of children aged 5 to 11 have been hospitalized for the virus, and 94 have died this year alone. It was the 8th leading cause of death in that age group. We'll get new details today about the deadly accidental shooting on the set of the movie Rust. The district attorney and sheriff in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where the tragedy happened, will hold a news conference to talk about the latest in an ongoing investigation. Last week, a prop gun fired during rehearsal by actor Alec Baldwin and killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins, while also injuring the film's director, Joel Souza. No criminal charges have been filed, though authorities say they're not ruling that out. Questions have been asked of the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who is relatively inexperienced, and of the film's assistant director, Dave Holes, who declared the gun safe before Baldwin took possession. Holes has also faced safety complaints in previous productions. 150 people have been arrested as part of a massive darknet drug operation bust. The operation involved fake pills that were often laced with lethal drugs. The sales came as part of an online op called Dark Hunter and required coordinated enforcement actions to take down. Drug enforcement officials worked from Australia to Europe and the United States. U.S. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco.
Thanks to unprecedented international law enforcement cooperation, 150 darknet drug traffickers have been arrested around the world, including 65 right here in the United States. It represents global cooperation and the recovery of more than 500 pounds of illegal drugs, drugs which contained enough fentanyl for more than 4 million lethal doses. This operation seized nearly $32 million in cash and virtual currencies, the largest J-code seizure to date. We know that precursor chemicals that go into these pills are coming from labs in China and manufactured in Mexico. And look, you can expect us to continue to press our international counterparts, to press countries like China, to press Mexico, to make sure that these labs cannot operate from their locations and send deadly pills here to this country.
An international investigation continues and could bring more arrests. A Brazilian Senate committee is recommending that President Jair Bolsonaro face a series of criminal indictments related to the world's second highest COVID-19 death toll. Along with the United States, Brazil's pandemic response has been considered one of the worst in the world. And yesterday's Senate committee vote came after a six-month investigation of the Brazilian government's handling of the pandemic. The committee is calling on prosecutors to try Bolsonaro on charges ranging from misuse of public funds to crimes against humanity. The president has denied wrongdoing, though he has regularly downplayed the severity of the virus, even as more than 600,000 people have died in the country. Wild weather is expected to continue to slam parts of the U.S. today. That bomb cyclone that swamped the West Coast over the weekend keeps heading east, and the heaviest rainfall totals of 4 to 8 inches were forecast from Connecticut to New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Gusty winds are also expected further east and north, deeper into New England, all the way up to Maine. Out west and farther south, severe thunderstorms keep battering the plains, including Oklahoma and Texas this morning. For more, head to usatoday.com/weather. And a thanks, as always, for listening to 5 Things, where you can find us 7 days a week, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks, as always, to Shannon Green and Claire Thornton for their great work on the show. I'm back tomorrow with more of 5 Things from USA Today.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.